not telling us an issa, not like that son. He's only telling us nice manners. In other words, mi'ikar adin, you're allowed to eat the meat right away, like Rav Huna says. As soon as you make a shechita on the animal, you have a right to say the animal is cheskas kashrus. Rove animals are not a treifa. So if you're doubt, you're allowed to say this animal is not from the roiv, it's from the roiv. It's not a treifa, you're allowed to eat it. You don't have to skin the animal first. So what was Rami bar Abba's halacha then to say, learn out from a korban oilo that a regular animal you have to skin first? It's only nice manners he's teaching us. So then it wouldn't be a kashya in our Mishnah. When is it a nice manners? When you're not in a rush, there's no purpose to fast, hop around and eat the meat. Nice manners is wait, don't eat so fast. But in our Mishnah, where the animal is a mesekenes, and you want to have a hetter to shechtet now on Yom Tov to save yourself the value of the animal, and you want to have enough time to be on Yom Tov, in such a case, you don't have to look at good manners. It's like a hesed merubah. So in such a case, you're allowed to hop around and eat the meat right away. But in normal circumstances, we don't have to rush. Then the halacha is, don't eat the meat so fast, wait till first skin the animal, and then go to eat it. Kinatanya, like we went to the braisa. Lo yoichal odom shum ubotol. We're bringing the raya from the braisa that some tanoim say halacha is about derech eretz. So it's not a kashin, Rami bar Abba, if he's only telling us halacha derech eretz. Because other braisas also tell us such halachas. Here the halacha is a person should not eat shum, garlic, ubotol, onions. May roister from the head of it. Ela mayolov. Either from the other side where the stems grow out from. Rashi, olav means mitzad oyin, from the top part. That's where you should start eating it from, not from the other part. It's not derech eretz teach from the other part. So you see, a Tana teaches you where's a nice place to start eating from. And the Rashi says, metzinu av tanoim shemalamdim ha'ilchas derech eretz, shelo yira odem atzmai ala briyos karavson. A person should not look upon the other people like you're a fresa. You're eating too much. Here also, now that's Rami bar Abba's halacha. If you eat from the meat so fast, you can't wait till you skin the animal first, it looks like you're a big fresa. You can't wait, you have to eat the meat right away, that's not derech eretz. So therefore you're supposed to wait after shechita and first make a hefshit, and then first take from the meat. Baita, the yamachal here, if you eat the same thing, this botzel, you take from the top, you can't wait to get the other side, the yamachal, if you eat from the other side, harais the rafsan, you call the fresa. Boy, another loch is like this. Lo yishto adam koyso b'vasachas. They give you a cup to drink. Don't drink it down in one shot. You drink down. It's not talking about 1 ounce, Mr. They give you a 6-7 ounce glass. Don't drink it down in one shot. That looks like a fresh again. Vien shosti, if you drink it down in one shot to raise the gargrin. That's a fresh. That's not nice. Turn around, we go to the price like this. Ha shoyso koyso b'vasachas to raise the gargrin. If you drink it down in one shot, looks like a fresh. That's not nice. Shanayim, if you drink it down in two shots. Derech eretz, that's a normal man already. Shalosh, if you take two small sips, that's megasi ruach, that's like a big shot already. A big shot sips it down slowly as if you own the whole world, that's not nice. The Yomar Rami Baraba, Chatzuva mekateya raglayem derishoy. Chatzuva, Rashi says that's a special type of a plant, so Rashi ate of a type of a grass, Shashroshav noikvin v'yardim v'yemik. Its roots grow very strong straight down. Doesn't grow to the sides, klal. So it's a very good plant to grow in between the boundaries in one person's field and the other one's. Because this grows straight down and it divides their field mamish equally. Very good. And this is what Yeshua, when he gave the tchum, exactly which shevet got what part of Eretz Yisrael, at the boundaries he grew this chatzuva to divide the lands. So Mela, this dividing here is Makateya Ragli Rishoyim, like cuts off the feet of the Rishoyim Liyay Madin. By Yon Hashem will give them a din. She Goizlin, the Chaimsin Umasigin Gvul, the Ein Lamedim Amenu. Because the Rishoyim, their goal is steal property, and the Masig Gvul, they change the boundaries back and forwards, and they don't learn out from this Chatzuva what it means to keep the boundaries. Hey, when you have a Chatzuva, that like shows you what it means as a boundary. This belongs to Reuven, this belongs to Shimon. So cut off the feet, the Mas Hashem will give it to them to show him that sold the lands and didn't learn out from this chatzuva. Vayta netiya, stam planting. So Rashi knows netiya means of orla, that the first 3 years the Torah says you're not allowed to eat from the fruit that grow the first 3 years of the tree. So what do you see? That you have to lahamtin, you have to take it easy. As soon as it grows, you can't eat chap right away. You have to take it easy. So from this limud that the Torah teaches us, the first 3 years don't chap and eat the peris. Is makateya raglayen de katzviya? It's gonna cut off the feet of the butchers. So Rashi learns the chatzviya means here hamamarim lecho kaidim hefshav netuach, like we just learned. The butchers that chaperayin fast, and as soon as they make the shechita, right away they start selling the meat, eat the meat before they even made a hefshav, before they even skin the animal. So Rashi says here upamim shenim tzayas treifa. They are very rare. Sometimes they'll find a treifa. Sometimes that after they skin it, they'll find it out the treifa. Of course, it's a little of a kasha. The Chorim, because before the Gemara said, we came out, there's no Yisra involved. It's only Derech Eretz. So that's where it pays the Yisra's kasha in Rashi. Pirush Rashi, V'lav Mishrim Yisra Treifa. Tema, to the Somach Mash Mishyesh Yisra B'dovah, to come and a Tia Mekater Aglam Dechatzviyah. So our Gemara is Mashm, like Rashi says, that the butchers that fast eat the meat before they skin the animal, it's an Avera. Because maybe when you skin it, you find it's a Treifa. Aye, Rashi said the Gemara before it's Kamashmalon, there's no Yisra involved, it's only a totally Derech Eretz. The Yeshleima Devade Lek Yisra, the Mishanishkotiyah Medes Bechaz Kateta, Avad Vipaslan Grafuna, that right after the Shechita Mikra Din Yulad eat from the animal. Miyu Tosa says, in Nimsa Treifel Yacha Shochol, if you find the animal's a Treifel later, who Nenesh Kashagig, you're considered like a Shagig, like you should have known about it. Veloi Kainish, and not Mamas like an Oinis, like you were forced upon you. Because still you shouldn't have rushed so much. Even though Mikra Din, you don't have to wait, you're allowed to eat right away. But still, since Mishum Derech Eretz, you should wait. It's not nice to chop around. And if you chopped around, you ate fast, and it came out later, they found the tray for them, you should know it's cool, you did an Avera, Pateras a Shegeg, and not Pateras an Amos. So kids of the Indian are burning out from Orla. Not to eat the fruits the first 3 years. Teach yourself lunas, take it easy, don't jump to eat the food right away. Right to the boiler needers. The same way people can't hold back after they boil their wife, even though it's a suffix, maybe they're a neither, maybe not, they can't hold themselves back. Also, it will kill you the Indian of Orla. A Torah tells you, wait, first 3 years, don't eat the fruit. Here also, you have a suffix, your wife is a neither or not, don't go near her. Turmusa mikateya ragleim the sameim shal Yisrael. Turmusa, Rashi says, min kitni is the type of a bitter bean, kitnius, that you have to cook up 7 times. After you cook it up 7 times, then it first becomes sweet, and then you can eat it. I'm more Rashi and Brachas, I think, says, the more of says you make a borer for yates. It's not so much like, here Rashi, the mash, if kidney to the bean, it'll be a borer for yadama. A koponim is a type of a fruit or a bean that you have to cook up 7 times, until then it's bitter. After 7 times, then it comes sweet, then you can eat it. So this Indian of cooking up some 7 times, it's going to cut off the feet. The Sineim Shal Yisrael means the Rishoyim of Klal Yisrael. Why? Shenem Raposik says, Vayosifu b'nei Yisrael lasos hara b'nei Hashem. That Klai Yisrael the Rishoyim did bad. Vayavdu es abolim. It says 7 times in this Posik that they worshipped Avodah Zarah. And the limud is that even after they worshipped 7 times, they did not do tshuva. So the Posik says, Vayavdu es abolim 1 time. V'yes Ashtarois 2. V'yes Elohei Aram 3. V'yes Elohei Tzidon 4. V'yes Elohei Moyah 5. V'yes Elohei b'nei Amon 6. V'yes Elohei Plishtim 7. It says 7 times the worship of Avodah Zarah, and the pasuk ends off Vayazvu es Hashem. They left Hashem, lo yavdu, and they didn't do Avodah Hashem. For the Gemara, Mimash Meshenema Vayazvu es Hashem. Since the pasuk says they left over Hashem, any yodeya, don't I know, shlo yavdu, that they didn't do Avodah Hashem? If they left Hashem, so pshita, they didn't do Avodah Hashem. O ma tamud loyim of lo yavdu. Why does the pasuk have to say no? They did not do Avodah Hashem. Is Omri Abelezer, that Omri HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afilu Keturmus Hazeh, they did not even learn out from this type of a being, this Turmus. She'esholkin Oysoi Sheva Pomin, that this being, it's bitter for 7 times, you have to cook it over 7 times. It means cook it up in boiling water, spill out the water, cook up new water, put it in. 7 times change the water. V'yochlin Oysoi B'kinu Achsuda, and after you cook it up 7 times, then it becomes good. No, it's like a derech moshul, it's maskla toiva, like a does tshuva. But my children, my clients, didn't even do this much. Even though they worshipped Avodah Zarah 7 times, and the time they got Yisurim for that 7 times, they did not learn to do tshuva. They did not maskla toiva. So that's also there about Klai Yisrael, they didn't learn out from this turmeric, they have to 7 times come back to do tshuva. Torna mishmei derav meya, mifnei ma nitnu teru li Yisrael. How come Klai Yisrael was zoicha to get the Torah mitnei shein azim? Because Klai Yisrael is very strong. Azim means very strength. They have a lot of strength, fierce. Trashi, azim means koshim l'natzeich. Very hard to beat them. So Mela goes like this. the Atonah the Rabbi Yishmael, Miyaminai Eish Dos Lomai. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Torah, which is Eish, was made like fire. Ezomah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Ruyin Halolu, this Klai Yisrael, this Am Yisrael, in their Roy, their fit, Shetinosein Lehem Das Eish, that they should receive the Torah, which is laws of fire. In other words, the same shot, since they're Azim, they're very strong, they could take something like fire to cut and neutralize them. Rashi also before, Shein Azim, Klaisel is very strong, V'nitnu lehem Torah, Hashem gave us the Torah, She'yasku bo, we should be Isaac working the Torah, V'imateshes koicham, it takes away our strength, U'machnas libra, it takes away our heart also, S'machni our heart. But since without the Torah, Klaisel will be very hard, Hashem gave us the Torah to work us over, to make us a hachno, to pull us down, to neutralize us. Vadika the army, some say, the Seyem shall elu esh, the alochis of Klayas falls like fire. Shel mole, nit noterly Israel, shel mole le nit noterly Israel, ein koluma veloshin chur lamam of name. So if it wouldn't have been, Shana Hayagoris here, that if it wouldn't have been for the Torah given to Klayas world, that nobody could outbeat us. In other words, Klayas over by themselves is namish kosher, is very strong. Now Hashem gave us the Torah, that took away our strength. But if not for the Torah, then nobody could beat us out. Well, exactly what this means, I'm not sure. Tahainu diyemer b'shim melokish. Gimel atan hein. There are three things that are very fierce. Yisrael b'yumas. Klai Yisrael against all the other nations. Klai Yisrael's azim koshes is fierce. Kolei v'dog b'chayis. That's the most sharpest, strongest animal in a kelo, a dog. Tarnagol b'yoifas. Tarnagol is b'yoifas. The Yeshurim, some say, Af Eiz of the Hemagas, even the goat in the small animals. Exactly what this means. Azim also, I'm not clear what Azim exactly means here. The Yeshurim, some say, Af Tzlaf Bilonis, even this tree called a Tzlaf, this caper bush that gives off four different types of fruits, is also called Azim. Rashi says, Lo Yedati Mao Azim Shaloi, because he's not sure exactly why the caper bush, this Tzlaf, is called Azim. Taisa says, Shun the Yaisa Gimel Paris, it has three different fruits to it. That's why it's called such a strong tree. Another Shatay says is Shasharin Biyayin, gives the fruits every single day. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Weiter. Shochta Bisoda Leyevena Bamoit. The Mishnah says, if you shech the animal in the fields, because you're afraid it's going to die, you can't walk at home. So you want to shift it there. When you take it home, they can't stop carry it. Want a stick? But you have to first cut it up into pieces and carry back the pieces. Tana Rabbanan. Ein asuma yoytze b'makoloi. A blind person cannot walk out with a stick on Yom Tov. The same way he can't walk out on Shabbos, can't walk out on Yom Tov. Or even more. On Shabbos, partially he can't, because right so he's carrying. Chiddush is on Yom Tov, there's no issue right so. So why can't the blind person walk out with a stick? So Rashi says, to have a derechol, it's called a derechol. Viki is elusive yom tiv. It's called you be mizalzlan yom tiv. Certain things with the rabbanon, it's like nudu derechol. There's something you do in the weekday that the rabbanon don't want you to do it on Shabbos. So here the summa, the pshat is really he could walk. He's not doima to a person for chigur that can't walk without a stick. He's allowed to use a stick even on Shabbos. He could walk out with a stick. If the only way he could walk is holding a cane, then that's like part of his regal. He's allowed to walk out with it even on Shabbos. Here a blind person, the maisa, could walk. Just he doesn't know how to walk, so use the stick just to show him where to go. That's not called part of your regom. That's also to walk out with on Shabbos. Now the chiddush is even on Yom Tov, you can't walk out with it, because it's a new prayer. It's not something nice to walk out with on Yom Tov. For loy haroya b'tamiloi, a roya that the pesha the shepherd can't go out with the chayes tamila moment his wallet, things that he needs to take care of the animals with. Also, it's a uvz of the chayol, he shouldn't walk out with it on Yom Tov. He can't carry somebody on a chair, whether it's a man or whether it's an isha. Same thing. So Avshemil says, "Ul do the chayol to do these things on Yom Tov." Even though there's no Yisroit through on Yom Tov, but these are nice things. Rashi v'neitzim v'kisayim. She'etoyin amoysim b'nei yodam. Amor, you lift up, you put somebody on a chair, and you lift up the chair. That's the way you carry him. Then yoshvim b'katrosa. They sit on this chair, and you carry the chair. That's not nice to do. Zayt to a man, zayt to an isha. For the Gemara, it's not that way. V'asholach Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi. That Zokin Nechad Hoye Beshkenusainu, there was one older person that lived in our neighborhood, V'oye Yoitze Begalutiki Shaloi. He used to walk out with his chair. In other words, people used to carry him. They used to carry him on Yom Tif. Obo V'shol was Yeshua ben Levi. So they came to ask the Shaila from Yeshua ben Levi, are they doing right or wrong? Is he allowed to do it or not? But Yomri said like this, in Rabin Tzrichim Loi, if he's a very chashuv person that the Rabin needs him, he has to give a shear, we need him, then mutter, then you are allowed to carry him. Rashi Tzrichim Loi, Lebeis HaMedrash LeDrosha. If he has to give the drosha today, we need him, then he's allowed to come to the Beis HaMedrash, he's allowed to carry him this way. The Somcha Rabbeseinu Adivrei Achai Shakya, and Rabbonu Masaymech, and what Achai Shakya said, the Yomri said like this, that I know Afikte LeRavuna, I myself carried out a rafuna on a chair on Yom Tov, mehini l'shili, or meshili l'hini, from two different cities in Bavel. Shrashim hini l'shili, mekoyma smuchin v'yein tchum Shabbos b'neim. There wasn't a tchum Shabbos between them. But on Yom Tov also, he now had to walk out to tchum. So he carried it from this city to that city, back and forth on Yom Tov. So you see, you're allowed to carry him out, even on a chair on Yom Tov. The Yom Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchok, ano, me myself, afikte, I carried out, l'mashmuel, Mishim Shalatulo, from the sun to the shade, or Mitulo Lashimsha, from the shade back to the sun. I also carried him out on Yom Tov. Zechur Tekasha, how could the first bride say it's also to carry somebody out on a chair? Echon Ish Rechon Isha, and here it says, these Talizam Royim carried out on Yom Tov. So Moriyat is Poshit. Hosom, the reason why here was Mutter, Kriyama Taima, it says exactly why it's Mutter. Because it says, Im Hoye Rabim Srichim Loy Mutter. If he's an important person, that he has to give a drosha, people need him, al tirch de tzibura, al tis choshev azach, we'll have to carry him in a chair. There the Rabbanim will make him. But a regular person, the Rabbanim didn't like to do it, it's too much like a noob to the chil. Bar omalei Rav Nachmin lechoma bar Abba, bar Ada. That shliach tziyon, he's the shliach of tziyon to Yishlayim. Rashi says, rogul hoyel alas to Yishlayim. Now he's called the Shliach that always goes up to Tzion. They always sent him to Yerushalayim. He used to go anyway, so he used to send the messengers with him. Is Kisalata Lahosim. When he went up to Yerushalayim, they told him, Akif, make a turn around, Vizila Suma the Tzur, go to this place, Suma the Tzur, Vizila Gavid Rav Yaakov Aridi, and go to visit Rav Yaakov Aridi, he lives in Yerushalayim in this place, Oboy Minei Kisa Ma'osin Bey. And ask him, what do you hold, what's the luck about carrying somebody on a chair, giving him a chair ride on Yom Tov? What do you hold about it? Is Adios when he went there to Yerushalayim, Adios also when he got there, Nach Nasher, the Rav Yaakov Aridi. He was already Nifter, he wasn't there anymore. Is Kisolak, when he went up there to Yerushalayim, Ashkechel the Rabbi Zrika. He found Rabbi Zrika. So he asked him, the Shalom Alei, Kisa Ma'osen Bey, what do you hold about the luck about carrying somebody on a chair on Yom Tov? What do you say about this? Omele answered back, Hoki Omer Rab Ami. This is what Rab Ami said. Ovovach la yekatef. That you're not allowed to put him on your shoulders. That not. Otherwise, yes, but on your shoulders not. For the Gemara, my Ovovach la yekatef, what does it mean you can't put him on your shoulders? Omer Rab Yosef Rei the Rova. The Alunki. It means you can't use an Alunki. So Rashi learns, Alunki, Shenoisin Zeroya Al Ketef, I put my hands on your shoulders, Chaveroi, the Chaveroi Al Ksefoi, my friend puts his hands on my shoulders. Vizeh Vikisla Yeshev, Al Zeresayim, and they put the chair in between the two arms. The Mitzchaz Derechoyim, that looks like the Derechoyim. Of I have to Yol Herlach Lamokim Rocha Yitzvei, me is Noisin Ben Yedeh Lebekisla. Because that's a derechoyl, to do this much. I put my hands on your shoulders, and you on my shoulders, and on top of the two hands you put the chair, that's too much of nudu dechoyl, that you cannot do on Yom Tov. But otherwise, Mashmi Yodah was mutter, could even be for a regular person, he yelled was mutter, not only for Dover Chosh, or Dem Choshev, for anybody. He just said, Lavach Lo Yikatev. Omer Rav Yosef Brei de Rova, V'yalunki, for a minute. For the more any, it's not true, V'horav Nachmin, Shorulei liyalsos lemeifak alunki. Rav Nachman was mad to them to carry his own wife. Yalso, they carried her on Yom Tov on an alunki. You see, even with your kseifov, even with one hand on your friend's shoulders and his hands on your shoulders, they carried her like that. You see, you're allowed to. And the Gemara, Shani yalso de biyisa. Yalso was different. She was afraid. She was afraid she'll fall off. So if a person is afraid not to fall off, then you have a right to carry him, even in the way of an alunki. Rashi show you. They also were carried up on the Shabbos of the Yom Tov. They also used to carry them that way, that the people used to have their hands on the other friend's shoulders and the chair on top, again because he was afraid of fall off. The Yamar was some say Mishum Dukka the Tipurai. There was a Daichik, people were pushing and squashing there. So Rashi says Mishum Dukka, Shain de Maragleyan, the Torah Tiburu. In other words, they were very squashed to come to hear the drosha, and when the Rashiva would come in, everybody would get up. It would be a betircha, the tzibura. So therefore, what they used to do is they used to carry him fast on the shoulders to get him to the place. So the kids were, there's a big tzarech, then it's mutter. But not for a big tzarech, then you're not allowed to use, for vashla yikatev means you can't use this alunki. So Tyson learned that even this heter that he says, Tyson Shani Yalta the Busa, since she was afraid, the entire of Alayatiru Elakiyesh by Sarah Rabin. In other words, the last man the Yom, he's not arguing on before. Everybody's saying the same Shita. It's only Mutti carry somebody on the chair if it's a Sarah Rabin. And even a Sarah Rabin still, Rav Nachman, still he's saying now that you can't use Ketav, you can't use this Alunki. Even the Mokum Rabin, still you shouldn't do, put your hands on top of your friend's shoulders. That's too much. But if it's not this, your hands on top of the friend's shoulders, then if it's an Adam Choshev, you are allowed to carry. But if it's not an Adam Choshev, you can't carry him at all. So for Tosfos, the Alsa Zachur was Rav Nachman's wife. Why was she called Adam Choshev? Yes, she was also needed for the Tzurich of the Rabin. Shabbos, Rosh Agoy Lohoysa, Voye Rabin Tzurichim Imenem. People ask her, Shailos also, they needed her. So therefore, Kitzah, she was also called the Sarah HaRabim, therefore there was a heter to carry here on the chair also. Then the question was, even if you have the heter, you can't use this. Alunki, the terrace was that she was afraid, and because she was afraid, thought they were mekel. So the case where you're afraid the person will fall off, or duchah v'tziburai, then we're even mekel to carry them, mamesh balunki. But not like this, you can only carry them in the chair, but holding it, not with the shoulders, one in the hands, one on top of the other shoulders. Mishnah says, "Bechor shenoful abur." Bechor bisman is it? Somebody's animal that's the bechor. The first one, the mother, the first animal, the first kid, the mother has. So bisman is it has the kedusha, and we can't bring it for carbon. So halacha is you have to wait until it gets the balmum. When the balmum comes upon the animal, then you give it to a kohen. The kohen is allowed to eat it. So bechor shenoful abur. Bechor on Yom Tov fell down to a ditch. Into a ditch. As Rabbi Yehuda says. Yorad mumcha v'yira. A mumcha's allowed to go down there on Yom Tov and check it out to make sure it's a mum kavua, and then you're allowed to pick it up and make a shechita on Yom Tov.